The federal Real ID Act will force people to show a birth certificate or a passport when they get a new license, but it's an unfunded mandate. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle has proposed raising the cost of a driver's license by $10 to pay Wisconsin's share of the cost. Milwaukee Democratic Assemblyman Pedro Colon says the fee outrages him because it will affect so many people. He also thinks the federal policy is a bad idea because undocumented immigrants will continue to drive without testing and without a license.
This is an absolute irrational waste of time. But more importantly, it's a waste of money. And it's going to make my district incredibly unsafe.
While the governor has protested the new requirements, his administration has shown no sign that it won't go along with them. Colon told members of Doyle's cabinet last week that the governor can't have it both ways, and if he doesn't like Real ID, he shouldn't fund it. But Doyle's top deputy, Administration Secretary Michael Morgan, says the fear is that there would be consequences for Wisconsin residents.
Without the proper identification, either your license or a state ID, you won't be able to get on an airplane, you won't be able to get into a federal building, you won't be able to get a passport. So it behooves us in the state of Wisconsin to get out ahead of the curve.
Doyle's transportation chief told Colon that the state should wait and see how this debate plays out in other legislatures and in Congress. He also said the $21 million raised by this new license fee probably won't even cover the cost, which he expects will go up in the future. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.